You've kind of coined this term digital natives. Could you kind of define that a little bit more for us?
Well, the digital natives are the people who were born in the digital age. They grew up with digital technology. They're very comfortable with it. They don't know everything about it necessarily, but they're not afraid of it, and they want to use it, and they know that it's a tool in their lives.
And can you talk a little bit about, because often technology is viewed as something that maybe gets overused, or particularly with younger generations. I know I have a daughter, for example. She uses my iPad. She's got her own iPod. And can you talk a little bit about how, you know, whether or not there is a balance between overuse of technology and where you think the balance might be?
Well, what we are now in is a machine-human age. And so the important thing is to find a good symbiosis between the two. And that obviously involves a balance. And when you find the right balance, and that depends on what the brain does well, what the technology does well, and how you put them together to solve whatever your problem is, that's what I call digital wisdom.
And how do you think we can kind of, because I'm in my 40s, I'm a slightly older generation, I think I'm partly a digital native, but how do you think, for example, we can embrace the younger generations being digital natives, perhaps how we can talk to them through education and things like that? How can we kind of embrace what they do rather than look at it as something that's, you know, that's a little bit off?
There's an interesting paradox, because one of the biggest complaints is that they don't talk and that they always have their heads in their devices. But part of that is because we don't talk to them and we don't ask them about what they're interested in. And the most important thing to have with the young people is a conversation about what they like, not a judgmental conversation, but a conversation where you let them tell you what is the advantage, why they do what they do, how they see it, and from them we will learn, and at the same time they will learn from us.
Is there anything specific you think that the younger generations can teach us about technology and about their use of technology?
Well, for example, this is the first generation that grew up with music in their ears all the time. And they use music often in a very different way than we use music. They have particular music for relaxation, particular music for various activities that they do in their day. And so we should understand that, learn how they do that, learn how they communicate with instant messaging, why they do it. Well, we have now written speech, different kinds of communication are coming in. And essentially, they are the harbingers of advanced human capabilities.